Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have Professor James McCanney waiting for us, patiently in agreement. Before we get to Jim, a couple of quick news items. The news, of course, for quite a while, a number of months, there have been Comet Ison. There's been a lot of disinformation put out there, speculation fueled by NASA. Give us an update on Comet Ison, if you would, please, sir.
But here's what's going on. Comet Ison approached and has now passed Mars. Mars went comet. And I observed it. I had other people observe it. And it might be one of the reasons that the government shut down, because the coma around Mars is now extremely visible. This is an event we have not seen in thousands of years. I'm amazed at this, at the effect that took place. A number of days ago, on the 24th, the comet Ison went green. One of my predictions, where it basically turned into a neon light bulb. And the elements that luminesce in green are carbon monoxide and arsenic and some of the other elements that are common in comet tails. But, of course, NASA had their little, it's ultraviolet light from the sun. Well, what's so special about ultraviolet light near Mars? Why don't comets do this in other places?
Exactly.
All the time. You know, their explanations are so stupid. 2 days ago on the 30th, Comet Ison developed the sunward spike that I predicted. I said, yeah, it's going to start connecting. It did. It was a visible, extremely visible sunward spike within the days of passing Mars. Right now, Mars is in the tail of Comet Ison, and Mars itself has gone comet. It's an extremely interesting comet, and I almost think, I mean, this is so important to hide this information from the public. It's so important to the so-called world leaders that I even have considered that the entire shutdown of the federal government is to hide the information regarding Comet Ison.
Well,
in the fact that it's the timing is very strange. October 1st was the first day that Comet Ison really started to interact with Mars. And like I say, this is an event we have not seen in 3,500 years or more as Earthlings. And the fact that a comet would interact with a planet, and then right now the planet itself is going comet. I've received emails from other people who have observed this, too. My personal, I've been up myself many, many nights looking at this. And my viewing conditions this morning were absolutely beyond crystal clear. And I watched this going on for, way more than an hour with extremely good equipment. What's interesting is all of the NASA equipment is offline, and that data is being taken. NASA is quiet as a church mouse. All of their websites are offline. And I suspect that the majority of scientists are being barred from seeing this. They're out on the street, and like many people, when they're off the job, so to speak, when the government ain't paying them, they're not there. They cannot go into their facility. They cannot do their job. They can't go, they can't be a scientist and say, oh, I'm so interested in my science that even if you don't pay me, I'll go do it. No, their door is shut. So the scientists themselves cannot see the data that is coming in. And of course, the military is around, the tier one level military and the scientists that work, with the military get to see the data. But that'll never get to you and me. So right now, I'm the only source reporting actual live data from Comet Ison. So that's what a strange, strange situation. This event is astronomically, in terms of astronomical history, is an event that is, like I say, extremely important because we have not witnessed a comet come this close to a planet in that long, and certainly in modern history. So to see Mars interact with the comet, first the comet starting to interact, turns green, develops the sunward spike, then connects with Mars. Now, I want to tell you what the data that NASA is hiding and the military, what it is showing. Nice. It is showing auroras on Mars. It's showing the interaction of the electrical discharges between the comet and Mars. It's showing all of a sudden the comet brightening tremendously, which it is right now. It has grown tremendously over the last day. And then Mars developing a comet coma, literally about the size of a quarter the size of the full moon in the sky, and it's very visible. This is an astronomical event of historical proportions, and NASA is shut down.
Now, Jim, NASA's automated systems are recording and storing all this information. Do you have any opinion one way or the other if NASA will release the stored information on what's going on once the government gets open again for business?
No, absolutely not. What will happen to these scientists, in fact, what's going to happen to the federal government is going to be very interesting if they ever come back. Let's take a look at Comet Tempel 1, July 4th, I think it was 2005. And I was on, for example, that night, I was on the Coast to Coast AM radio show, and we were waiting for NASA to release the data when the Deep Impact probe crashed into the nucleus. And this was supposed to be...